look better than I do.
他说你看上去比我都健康。
I felt very happy. I'm healthier than a doctor.
我感觉非常开心，我比一个医生都健康。
And then while I was driving home,
然后我在开车回家的路上
I began to think to myself,
然后我就开始想
maybe that's not such good news.
也许这不是什么好消息。
Maybe the doctor's not very healthy.
有可能那个医生并不是很健康。
You see, it all depends on who you're comparing yourself to. Amen.
大家看，这一切都是取决于你跟谁在比较。
And as Christians,
作为基督徒
we want to be in unity together.
我们希望能够有合一。
But where do we get the truth from?
但是我们从哪里得到真理呢？
Well, that's very important.
这是非常重要的。
Sometimes we have bad examples of unity from our family.
有的时候我们从我们个人家里边似乎看到不正确的这个合一的一个例子。
Or maybe from our culture.
或者可能从我们的文化背景里面有不好的例子。
Or wherever, we have to get our example of unity from the right source.
就是不管你从哪里看到的这个例子，我们希望从一个正确的角度，正确的一个源头来得到一个好的一个指导。
And that source is the word of God. Amen.
那这个源头就是神的话。
So how is unity in your family?
那你的家里面有没有合一呢？
How is unity in your friendships?
你跟朋友们有合一吗？
How is unity in your workplace?
你在工作岗位有合一吗？
Well, the Bible speaks to all of these places.
那圣经对所有这一切都有一个陈述。
I will look today at the description of unity from Philippians chapter 2.
我们今天希望通过腓立比书第二章来讲解关于合一的事。
I will start, and then Pastor Shen will finish.
我先开始，然后沈牧师会结束。
And we see here that in Philippians chapter 2, Paul gives us the prescription for unity.
在腓立比书第二章，保罗给了我们应该如何去达到合一的一个处方。
Let's read in English altogether first, and then in Chinese, we can read it altogether second.
我们大家一起读一下，先是用英文，然后用中文。
So in English first, ready? Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion.
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯。
So you see here, Paul begins by saying that if we want to be in unity with each other,
所以在这里保罗开始呢，就是说，如果我们想大家有合一的话
，Our source has to be from God.
我们这个源头是应该出于神的。
Now in the English, you will notice that it says if you, if any, if any, if any.
所以在英文里面，他说，如果你，如果有什么，如果有什么什么。
And so what that really means is not that we might not have any, but what he is trying to say here in the original language is that since.There is an encouragement, and since there is comfort, then we can be like this. So it's not if, it's because we have these things.
Oh, 他的意思就是说呢，英文里面如果你怎么怎么，但是按理说就是不是如果怎么怎么，而是因为我们里面已经有了这些东西，我们如果有了，我们才能做出来，已经有了我们。
You see, because when Paul was writing this letter, he was in prison. He was in jail.
当保罗写这封信的时候呢，他当时正在监狱里面。
And in Philippians chapter 1,
在腓立比书第一章
he says that to live is Christ and to die is gain. To live is Christ, and to die is gain.
他说，我活着就是基督，死了就有益处。
And he's talking about himself suffering in chapter 1.
所以在第一章，他谈的是他自己这个是如何受苦的。
So he says, brothers and sisters in Christ, if you are suffering, don't worry. God wants to encourage you that he will get you through this.
所以在第一章里面他就说，弟兄姊妹们，如果你们在受苦难的话，不用担心，神会把你们从这苦难中带出来的。
Encouragement is not self-confidence, it's God-confidence.
这种鼓励呢，并不是说是自信，而是相信神。
It's able to help us to run the race that we have to run through life.
它是可以帮助我们奔跑我们前面的路，因为我们要整个一生都要在持续的奔跑中。
And you can see by the scripture, he says, if there are any common sharing in the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit encourages us.
所以在这个经文中他说，如果有圣灵有什么交通，他就说，只有在圣灵里面，圣灵才能给我们一种激励。
If you don't have the Holy Spirit in you, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you'll never have the unity that is going to help you through the difficult times.
如果你没有在圣灵里，没有在圣灵里的交通，你就没有这个在圣灵里的鼓励，让你能够达到这种合一。
Because the Holy Spirit, Parakletos in the Greek, Holy Spirit means someone who comes alongside of you and helps you.
就是在这个希腊文里面，它那个圣灵的意思就是，就是在你的旁边帮助你、陪着你一起走的那一位。
I remember when I was watching our son. He was in junior high.
我记得，我那个儿子，他当时是在初中。
And he was running a race. He was in the track team, and he was running a race around the track one time with five other boys.
我记得有一次他们在这个运动会，因为他是在田径队，然后他就在这个跑道上跑，他这个跑道上呢有五个男孩子跟他一块跑。
And I knew David was the fastest of them.
我知道 David 是这里面最快的一个孩子。
So they began the race.
然后他们就开始跑了。
And they all started to run very fast.
然后他们开始跑的都很快。
And David was in first place.
David 是在第一名。
But then he looked over his shoulder.
然后他就左右看了一下。
And he saw someone, one of his friends, in last place.
然后他看到他的一个朋友是跑的最后一名。
And so he began to slow down.
然后他就慢慢跑的慢下来了。
Until he was running side by side with the last person in the race.
然后最后他就跟那个最后的一名肩并肩的一起跑了。
I couldn't believe my eyes.
我都不敢相信我的眼睛。
That was my son.
这是我的儿子吗？
He's supposed to win the race.
他应该跑第一才是啊。
And there he is talking to the friend next to him.
结果他正在跟那个他旁边那个朋友在那说话呢。
Well, about 30 seconds later.
大概30秒钟以后。
He leaves his friend.
他就离开他的朋友。
And he begins to run faster.
然后他就开始快跑。
And faster.
快跑。
He passes the third boy.
他超过了第三位。
He passes the second boy.
他超过第二名。
And he's catching up to the first place runner.
然后他就追上了第一名。
And they're coming close to the finish line.
然后很快就快达到终点了。
He's getting closer and closer.
他就越来越快到终点了。
But he doesn't win.
但是他没有赢。
Afterwards, I asked him about the race.
过后我就问他，你这是怎么回事？
And I said, what were you doing, my son?
我就问他，这我儿子啊，你在干什么呢？
And he said, my friend was discouraged, and I was trying to encourage him.
他说我的朋友非常沮丧，我就是去鼓励他去了。
And then I said, good job, you did the right thing.
我说你做得很好，你做得对。
I already asked God to forgive me for lying.
我已经跟神祷告说，求你原谅我撒谎。
You see,This is the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
你可以看到，这就是圣灵的事工。
The ministry of the Holy Spirit does convict us of sin.
这个圣灵的工作的确会让我们认识到自己的罪。
It does want to make us holy.
它是让我们要圣洁。
But he also wants to encourage us.
但他也要鼓励我们。
In Acts chapter 23,
使徒行传第二十三章。
Paul was encouraged by the Holy Spirit.
保罗就是受到圣灵的激励。
He was encouraged because the Holy Spirit said to him, Take courage, for you have witnessed to my cause in Jerusalem, and you must witness to me in Rome also.
圣灵对他说，放心吧，你怎样在耶路撒冷为我做见证，也必怎样在罗马为我做见证。
So,God and the Lord and the Holy Spirit were encouraging Paul to say that you have been a wonderful witness, Paul. You've done a wonderful job. You're a great leader by my power. And you know that because you were so wonderful in the past, you will be able to be the best in the future.
也就是说，圣灵对保罗说，说你做得很好，你这一路上为我做见证，你做的作为一个很好的一个榜样，一个这个领袖，你做得非常好，你过去做得非常好，我可以保证你将来也会做得非常好。
In John chapter 10, verse 33,
约翰福音第十章第三十三节
，Jesus says, "Have courage! I have overcome the world."
耶稣说，放心吧，我已经胜了这世界。
So we see at the cross of Jesus Christ that we have the source of love.
我们可以看到在这个十字架上，我们可以看到耶稣的爱。
Because love is not just worldly love.
因为这种爱不是这种世界的爱。
The love of God is very different from the world.
神的爱和世界的爱是完全不一样的。
The love involves two very important points, and I hope you never forget these points.
这个爱呢，包含两点，非常不同的两点。我希望你们不要永远不要忘记这两点。
Love is both unconditional.
这种爱是无条件的。
In Romans, it said, "While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us."
在罗马书里说，我们当我们还是罪人的时候，耶稣为我们死了。
So not only does love forgives and believes and hopes.
也就是说，爱不仅仅是相信，希望，而且原谅。
But love is also sacrificial.
然后这种爱也是一种牺牲的爱。
In John 3:16.
约翰福音三章十六节。
It says that God so loved the world,
说神爱世人
that he gave his only begotten son.
他甚至那个放弃他的独生子，他将他的独生子
God so loved
牺牲了
the entire world.
神爱整个世界
every culture,
每一个文化
every race,
每一个种族
every personality.
每一个人
and he gave his son at the cross to die for us.
他把他的儿子献出来，让他为我们而死。
So that we might have eternal life with him.
这样我们就可以在他里面有永生。
But this love is a little bit different because not only do we have the love, we have the power to make us love.
这个爱呢是不一样的。那也就是说，我们不仅会得到这种爱，而且我们还会有自己爱的能力。
You see, real freedom is not just doing what you want to do. Real freedom is having the power to do what you know you should do.
那真正的自由并不是说你想做什么就做什么。那真正的自由呢，是你有这个能力。去做那些你应该去做的事情。
So we see here in Philippians chapter 2, verse 1, that unity comes primarily by the power of God's love, by the power of His Spirit, and by the power of His tenderness and compassion.
也就是说我们在腓立比书的那个第二章第一节，我们就是可以看到我们能够在主里合一凭借的是耶稣的大能，耶稣的爱，然后和他也在主里面的温柔。
But what is this power for? Is it just for us so that we can have a happy life?
那这种大能到底是为什么呢？ 是为了让我们有这个能力可以过幸福的日子吗？
No, this power that we have is a power for a purpose.
不会，因为这种大能呢是有一定的目的的。
What's the purpose?
那目的是什么呢？
Well, let's continue and look at the purpose.
我们继续看一看，看看这个目的是什么。
We recently had a ESL outreach at Johns Hopkins.And this is through the Light of Life Ministry. And we used the love of God to reach international students on the campus of Johns Hopkins.
我们最近呢，在这个约翰霍普金斯大学的展开了一个扩展活动。那这个是通过生命之光这个教会，我们用神给我们这个大能，然后来那个彰显他所要我们所做的事。
And it was wonderful to see people from all different backgrounds and many, many students there learning about God right from the Word of God.
这里面我们可以看到他们是跟那个国际学生通过那个生命之光教会来去接触那些国际学生。我们可以看到这些国际学生呢是通过我们这个教会来接触到神的话。
Because God has come to seek, Jesus came to seek and save the lost.
耶稣来，神来是为了寻找那些失丧者。
So maybe your fellowship can come sometime and help provide some food and some discipleship to reach the lost.
我们欢迎你们的团契也可以加入我们，然后我们一起来做这方面的施工，来去寻找那些失丧的人。
We also see the power of God in the recent youth group that I've been leading these past several years.
那我们也可以通过这个青少年团契，我们每个周六晚上青少年团契的活动，来看到神的大能。
You see the beautiful unity of all these students, middle school and high school, all together reading their Bible and writing words of encouragement.
那我们可以看到所有这些中学生、高中生啊，他们都能够在一起在主里合一，然后他们来学习神的话语，甚至写下他们的见证。
These cards will be going to refugee children, many refugee children starting school. These cards will be delivered to these kids who need encouragement.
他们在写这些这个卡片，那这些卡片呢，最终会送到这些就是难民营的，给那些难民营的这些孩子们，让他们也能够知道神的爱。
And I just want to say that it's been an honor and a privilege for me, my wife, and Michelle, and others to help with the youth group these last several years. It has been our honor and our opportunity.
我们非常感谢神给我们这样的机会和我们这个荣幸。我和我太太还有Michelle，我们这些施工们，大家一起来跟这个青少年团契在一起服侍他们。
So please pray for us. We're interviewing another youth pastor, and we'll see if this is the man for the job. So please pray for us as we seek a youth pastor.
我们现在正在寻求一个青少年的牧师，希望你们大家能够为我们祷告。希望我们这个最近这个牧师可能要来面试，希望我们能够找到合神心意的人。
And so thank you also for bringing your children to youth group, but also.Thank you for bringing your children to the 9:30 English service. Very important that your students come to the 9:30 service.
谢谢你们把你们的孩子带到这个我们周六晚上的这个青少年团契，也非常感谢你们把孩子带到我们星期天早晨九点半的这个英文聚会，非常重要的，你们希望你们能把他们按时九点三十带到这个英文聚会。
So we have the power of God. Now we have the purpose of God. Let's read together in English first. Ready?
我们现在知道这个，现在我们要读一下神的基督的旨意。我们先用这个英文读一下，然后中文。
Then make my joy complete, everybody. Then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and one in mind. Chinese.
你们就要意念相同，使我的喜乐可以满足，爱心相同，有一样的心思。 有一样的意念。
Now the word spirit here, the word spirit here is not the Holy Spirit. It's a different Greek word.
他这边他说的这个spirit, 他是不是说是圣灵，而是另外一个字，在这个希腊文里面是心思。
The word is asunsukos, and asunsukos means you are together in good fellowship.
他这个希腊文里面这个 sansuko 那意思就是说你们大家有同样的一个心意心思。
You are in harmony with each other.
大家有和谐共处。
Just like the beautiful choir, they're singing different notes, different melodies and different parts, but together they are in harmony with each other.
就像我们这个诗班他们唱的都是不同的音不同的调，但是他们在一起是非常和谐非常美好的。
If they all sang soprano, would it be as beautiful?
如果唱的不一样的话，那我不知道他那个词。
Maybe so.
学音乐的可能懂。他说这样的话，如果都唱高调或都唱低调，可能就不是那么美了。
I love the soprano voice. But we have soprano, we have alto, we have tenor and bass, and even though they're very different, together they're very beautiful.
他就是说我们音乐里面有什么高音低音啊，什么不同各种不同的音，我不懂音乐，所以如果那个放在一起呢，会非常的美好，不需要完全相同。
You see, unity doesn't mean we all have to look alike. Unity doesn't mean we all have to talk alike. Unity means we can be different, but we can be sensitive to each other.
那合一呢，并不是说我们每个人都要看上去一样，听上去一样，然后跟那个行为什么什么都一样，不是这个意思。我们可以在各方面都有不同的地方，但是我们在一起又可以和谐相处，这就是合一。
Because unity is not uniformity. There's a difference in the two words. I'm not sure about Chinese, but there's difference in the two words. Unity and uniformity are very different. Uniformity.Means you all have to be the same, exactly the same, look alike, talk alike. But unity means you can be different, but you can be sensitive to each other.
他就说这个合一呢，不是统一。统一呢，就是说你一切都要一样啊，那个外表一样，说的一样，什么什么都一样。但是合一呢，你可以有在各方面都不一样，但是我们会彼此。包容彼此，就是说敏感对方的不同，然后彼此接纳，彼此包容，然后在一起又可以和谐相处，这叫合一。
And finally, it says here that we need to be of one mind.
那最终我们要有一样的意念。
Now this means that we shouldn't judge each other.
那意思就是说我们不要彼此去论断。
We have to keep an open mind. Perhaps God is speaking through one another.
我们要有敞开的这种心思，也就是说，有可能呢，就是说，神也许是通过别人来说话呢。
We need to be patient with one another.
我们要彼此要有耐心。
We need to be good listeners to each other.
我们要愿意彼此倾听。
We need to not just listen with our minds.We need to listen with our hearts.
我们不是说只用我们的大脑去倾听，我们要用我们的心去倾听。
That's what God did.
神就是这样做的。
He came down to listen with his heart.
神来到地上是用心来倾听的。
He came down to sit with us.
他来到这里跟我们同坐
，to talk with us，
他跟我们谈话
，and to give his life for us，
他甚至把他的生命都给了我们。
Pastor Shen will come now and share more about the example of Christ。
沈牧师会继续跟我们分享耶稣的榜样。
He will say, "Do nothing out of selfish and ambition or vain conceit, rather in humility."Value others above yourselves. Don't look for your own interests, but each one of you look for the interests of others. Can we read this in Chinese together?
他要谈到不要自私自利，也不要贪图虚荣，只要谦卑，看别人比自己强。个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Let's listen to the example of Christ through the teaching of our pastor.
我们下面继续倾听沈牧师跟我们讲关于耶稣的例子。
我们要谢谢唐牧师给我们讲的前面的讲道。
We want to thank Pastor Tom for telling us about unity in Christ.
那接下来的经文我就念读一下就可以。
Okay, this is the following passages.
我念中文了，英文你们可以自己看。
The pastor will read in Chinese only.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。他本有神的形象，不与自己与神同等为抢夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。再继续啊，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，全死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高。又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。那这个里面，那实际上是针对刚才那个唐牧师所讲的。
This.Explains what Pastor Tom just taught.
那特别讲到在基督里的合一绝对不能够离开耶稣基督。
That unity cannot be apart from Christ.
因为只有在基督里才有可能像刚才所说的，一念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念。
Only in Christ can we.Have the same mind, same love, united in spirit and intent in one purpose.
当保罗要继续讲到在基督里合一的时候
，When Paul started to talk about unity in Christ,
他就是用耶稣基督为最具体的例子。
He used Jesus as the example.
那所以在第五节他就讲了一个大前提。
So verse 5 gives us the premise.
那边的大前提是你们当以基督耶稣的心为心
is that you are to have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus.
今天有很多人会谈同心，但是比较做不到同心。
We talk about unity, but it's hard to accomplish.
两个人同心很不容易。
It's hard for two people to be of same mind.
因为你有你的主张，我有我的方法。
Because you have your mind and I have my way.
你有你的看法，我有我的坚持。
I have my way of looking at things, and I want to. You have your way to insist.
要同心啊，到底是同谁的心啊
？If we are to be unified, who are we to follow?
如果人多了，更难同心。
And if there are more people, that the problem compounds.
但是保罗告诉我们
，But Paul tells us,
无论多少人不重要。
It doesn't matter how many people.
如果大家都以基督耶稣的心为心
，If we all have the mind of Christ.
那么在基督里的同心就不是问题了。
Then unity will not be difficult.
当教会里的人把焦点放在耶稣基督的身上
，When the members of the church put their focus on Christ Jesus,
教会自然就会朝向同心合一的目标上。
Then the church will be unified in one direction.
然后就像那个第十一节所说的，荣耀归于天父上帝。
And then like verse 11, glory will belong to God.
有些人认为这段经文从第五节到第十一节。
Some people say, this passage from 5 through 11.
那就是讲了早期教会的一首赞美的诗。
This was written by the early church as a hymn of praise.
就是描绘基督怎么样的伟大。
Is to describe how great Christ was.
常常这首诗歌呢被引用在教会里面朗诵。
It was used during worship service.
也有些人认为这可能是保罗出于一种感动而写出来的诗歌。
Others believe that Paul was moved to write this hymn.
不管是不是，但是很重要的一点。
Regardless, we know that.
保罗强调教会要同心合意。
Paul emphasized church is to be unified.
那是一个在世界上最重要的见证。
That is the best testimony to the world.
而且是最荣耀神的事。
And it will bring glory to God.
但是怎么样同心合一呢
？But how to be unified？
保罗说：“你们当以耶稣基督的心为心。”
Paul said, "You are to have the mind of Christ."
这个里面一开始就讲这个。
So it talks about this at the beginning.
讲的第一个字是什么呢
？What is the first word？
就是他本有神的形象。
That he was in the form of God.
实际上，在第六节到第七节。
Verses 6 and 7。
那就是特别解释到耶稣基督的心是什么。
It explains what was in Jesus' heart.
那耶稣基督的心就是讲什么？就是讲到耶稣基督降卑成为人。
That Jesus came down and emptied himself in humility.
而且在开始讲这个第六到第几、第七、第十一节的时候。
From verses 6 to 11.
他用第一个字就先出现了。
The first word that appears.
就是他本有神的形象。
He was in the form of God.
讲到我们的主耶稣基督在那个道成肉身之前。
Before Jesus was the Word become flesh.
也就是他降世成为人之前。
Before he came to earth to become man.
他是本有神的形象。
He was in the form of God.
本有神的形象就意思就是说原来就是。
That actually means he was the original in essence.
就本质来说
in his essence,
耶稣基督就是神。
Jesus is God.
他既有一种不变性跟永恒性的位格。
He is immutable and eternal.
他一直是跟神同等、同尊、同荣、同职、同工。
He was equal with God in respect.Glory, substance, and in his works.
他因此可以享受在天上的荣耀。
He can enjoy the glories of heaven.
保罗也说。
Paul said.
他是怎么样呢
？What about Jesus?
耶稣基督他本有他有神本性一切的丰盛。
That in him all the fullness of the deity dwells.
都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
Dwells in bodily form.
可见主耶稣基督具备了神所以为神的一切特性的总和。
So Jesus was in the form of God and possessed all the divine characteristics.
但是他为了拯救世上的人。
But in order to save humans.
他选择不抓紧这与神同等的荣耀特权。
He chose not to hold on to the glory and authority.
而是放下了神职的身段来到这个世上成为人。
He put aside the nature of God to become flesh.
而且甘心舍弃了一切合法的权利。
That he gave up all his authority.
这就是耶稣基督的心。
This was the heart of Jesus.
主耶稣基督的行动。
Jesus acts.
不仅是放下跟神同等的那个身份跟特权。
Not only to put down the equality he had with God.
他反而采取积极的行动。
He also took action.
他积极的行动是什么呢
？What was his action？
反倒虚极其了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
He emptied himself by taking the form of a servant。
反倒虚极就是倒空自己。
That means he let go. He emptied himself。
这是耶稣基督降卑的第一步。
This was the first step of his humiliation。
他是一位圣洁无罪的义者。
He was the holy and sinless one。
却为人的罪忍受一切的羞辱跟痛苦。
But he suffered shame for all men.
他是一位最有智慧的主。
He was the most wise one.
却忍受亿万人的顶撞。
But he suffered the insult of fools.
他是最富足的。
He was the richest.
却为我们成为一个贫穷。
But he became poor for us.
他把自己的神性倒空。
He set aside his divine nature.
舍弃天上的特权。
He gave up his heavenly authority.
然后披上人的本性。
Then he took on human nature.
想想看。
Think about it.
一位尊贵的神竟然成为神，成为人。
This glorious God became man.
这是一个极大的降卑的行动。
This was an act of great humiliation.
除了神，没有人能够可以做到这一点。
Other than God, no one can accomplish this.
基督倒空自己。
Christ emptied himself.
是为了什么？
Why?
只是因为为了爱。
It was because of love.
为了拯救我们。
Will it, for, to save us?
请问。
Let me ask.
耶稣基督道成肉身成为人很重要吗？
Was it important for Jesus to become flesh?
是的，非常的重要。
Yes, very important.
因为如果基督不降世成为人，
Because if Christ did not become man,
世上就没有一个人能够解决我们罪的问题。
Then there's nothing, no one that can solve the problem of sin.
因为只有无罪的基督才能够代替我们受罪受死。
Only the sinless Christ can be a substitute for our sins.
也唯有他的宝血能够洗净我们的罪。
Only his precious blood can wash our sins.
基督用真人的肉体跟人性去承受了人在十字架上的刑罚。
He used real flesh and human nature to suffer the punishment for us on the cross.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
Because of his stripes, we were healed.
因他受的刑罚，我们得到平安。
Because of his punishment, we have peace.
就因为他是以 真人跟我们一样。
Because he was human like us.
所以他能够认同跟同情我们作为人的处境跟困难。
So he can identify and sympathize with our weaknesses and limits.
就因为他成了人。
Because he understands.
是跟我们一样。
He was like us.
所以他了解我们人的处境跟我们的限制。
He understands our limitations.
他知道我们需要什么。
He knows what we need.
他进入到这个世界。
When he came to earth,
一生都受制于这种的本性。
That he was limited by his nature.
唯一的例外是什么？
What was the only difference?
他没有罪。
He was without sin.
对耶稣基督这样的爱。
Facing this kind of love,
我们只能赞叹神的奇异恩典。
We can only be amazed at his grace.
耶稣基督的心是什么？
What is the heart of Jesus?
除了表现在他降卑成为人，
Other than him, empty himself to become man.
而且我们也可以看出他原来是耶稣是谦卑的顺服神。
He obeyed humbly.
也就是在第八节里面所说的。
Verse 8.
耶稣基督降卑成为人的目的是什么？
What is the reason he emptied himself to become man?
就是自己卑微，存心顺服。
So that he can become obedient.
以至于死，而且死在十字架上。
Obedient even to death on the cross.
他为了拯救我们。
In order to save us.
就降至最深的深渊，就是奴仆的地位。
He became the ultimate humiliation of a slave.
他谦卑地顺服神。
He humbly obeyed God.
以至于甘愿为世人罪被钉死在十字架上。
So he is willing to be crucified on the cross for our sins.
所以从耶稣基督西极一直到舍己。
So from his self-debasement to self-denial.
充分显示了他对神旨意的完全顺服。
He shows his complete obedience to God.
也充分地显明他对人的爱是完完全全的给。
And also showed that for love, he gave everything.
其实这段的经文并不是礼拜中的朗诵词。
This passage is just not for recitation for worship service.
也不是一首歌。
It's not a song.
更不是一个什么神学的原则。
It is not theological principle.
而是一而是关乎那个道德的经文。
It has to do with about virtue.
就是谈到耶稣基督的态度跟他的选择。
He talks about Jesus' attitude and his choice.
你可以从一个人的选择可以看出他的品格是什么。
You can tell a person's character by his choices.
你试试看。
You try it.
如果把一个精致的、美味可口的那个多种的蛋糕，把它放在教会的中间。
If you put a very delicious cake.In the fellowship hall.
或者是放在我们的那个教育厅的那个中间。
In the fellowship hall.
而且我们说的是免费的。
We say it's free.
而且有很多种你可以挑选的。
And you can have there are many choices.
而且真的是你从来没有看过那么漂亮的那个蛋糕。
It's so beautiful that you never seen it.
我相信你会看到很多人在那里在开始在做选择。
Then many people will make their choice.
就是你在注意看的时候。
So if you watch carefully.
你可以从一个人的选择就可以知道他在想什么。
From his choices, you know what he was thinking.
而且你甚至可以看从他的选择可以看到他的品格来。
From his choices, you can tell about his character.
保罗就是这样。
Paul was like this.
就是要叫那个腓立比教会的人看看耶稣的选择是什么。
Paul wanted the Philippians to see what Jesus' choice was.
你知道耶稣的第一个选择是什么吗？
What was Jesus' first choice?
刚才讲到说降卑成为人。
That he emptied himself to become man.
他原本是跟上帝同等的。
He was equal with God.
他可以享有天上的荣耀。
He can enjoy glories of heaven.
可是他选择成为人。
He chose to become man.
而且降卑成为人。
He humbled himself to become man.
他明明知道成为人要付上极大的代价。
He knew there was a great price to be paid.
他也知道将在耶路撒冷被抓、审问、辱骂、鞭打。
That he knew that he was going to be arrested, be put on trial and beaten.
他也知道他在那里会被钉在十字架上。
He knew he was to be crucified on the cross.
但是他不怕，也不逃避，而且也不退缩。
He was not afraid. He did not escape or retreat.
因为他知道神托付他的使命是什么。
Because he knew what was God's great commission to him.
另外，他还做了第二个选择。
He made a second choice.
大多数的人会尽量选择最好的房子住。
Most people would.Choose the best houses to live in.
而且都会选择最令人羡慕的地位。
They would choose a position that most people would admire.
但是我们的耶稣基督选择了人，而且选择代替人成为奴仆。
But Jesus chose to be slaves for us.
他选择沦为最低的阶层。
That he chose the most humble path.
在圣经里面告诉我们说他是老师。
The Bible tells us he's the teacher.
可是他却要为学生一个一个的洗脚，而且把那个脚擦干。
But he washed the feet of his students and dried them all.
那是因为他选择的。
He chose that.
而且他还最大的选择是什么？
What was his biggest choice?
他走上十字架的路。
To walk the way of the cross.
他被钉在十字架上是一个最丢脸、最残酷，而且是最残暴的一个死的方法。
Crucifixion is the most humiliating, most painful punishment.
世界上没有人选择那样的死的方法。
Nobody would choose that way to die.
但是耶稣基督选择。
But Jesus chose it.
这就是耶稣基督的心肠。
This was the heart of Christ.
他不是按照他的理智的想法。
It's not his intellect.
而是按照他的心肠。
But according to his heart.
也就是我们所说的耶稣基督的心就是这样子。
So that's Jesus' heart.
他这样的心肠决定了他的行动。
This heart determines his action.
耶稣基督的心是什么？
What was Jesus' heart?
除了是第二个代表他谦卑顺服神。
Other than being humble and obedient to God.
当他这样选择的时候。
When he chose.
上帝为他做什么？
What did God do?
也就是第九节到第十一节所说的。
9-11.
就是神使基督高升。
God exalted Jesus.
因着耶稣基督降卑成为人。
Because Jesus humbled himself to become man.
因着他那个顺服那个神。
Because of his obedience.
所以以至于死在十字架上。
He died on the cross for our sins.
你就发现他做了什么。
You discover what he did.
所以现在神就帮他做什么。
So God did something else.
现在神采取一个行动。
So God did an action.
就是在保罗说，所以。
Paul said so.
神将他升为至高。
Highly exalted him.
赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
Bestowed on him the name which is above every name.
主耶稣基督不是为了升高而降低。
Jesus did not humble himself in order to be exalted.
他所接受的一切都是为了顺服神。
He did everything in obedience to God.
从耶稣基督的生平，
From the life of Jesus,
我们看见耶稣基督是如何的顺服神。
we see how obedient Jesus was to God.
他走上十字架。
On the way to the cross.
被钉死。
Being crucified.
而且埋葬。
Be buried.
但是三天后，神叫他从死里复活。
Three days later, he was resurrected.
使他升为至高。
So that he will be exalted.
远超过一切被造之物的权柄跟荣耀。
So that he can have all authority.
而且又给他一个超乎万民之上的名。
And a name that is above every name.
好叫世人能够敬拜他。
So that every person will worship him.
而且口称他耶稣是主。
And will confess that Jesus is Lord.
即使到了时候。
When time comes.
有那么一天。
One day.
那些否认他的人。
Those who deny him.
要承认他们的愚昧。
Will admit their foolishness.
他们要承认他们的错误。
Admit their error.
而且要承认耶稣基督是万王之王、万主之主。
And we'll confess that Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
你们注意看了，从第六节到第十一节。
From verses 6 to 11.
我要让你们注意看这个十字架。
Take a look at the cross.
其实这个第六节到第十一节就解释这个十字架。
6 to 11 explains the cross.
跟耶稣基督的关系。
And the relationship to Christ.
这里面在第六节到第十一节有两个主题。
Us. There are two themes here.
第一个是倒空，就是第六节到第六节到第八节。
First is to empty, verses 6 through
8. 然后第二个是讲到升高。
Secondly, to be exalted.
就是第九节到第十一节。
9 through 11.
倒空是什么呢？
What is emptying?
关于耶稣基督由上而下的降卑的行动。
And it's the action Jesus took because he was high, but he came down.
那升高是什么？
What is exalting?
就是关于耶稣基督由下而上的升高的行动。
That Jesus came down and then he was raised up.
耶稣基督主动往下，就是倒空自己。
Jesus willingly came down.
他往下到这个世上。
He came to earth.
他往下成为一个人。
He came down to become man.
他往下是为了拯救我们。
He came to save us.
为了我们的被钉在十字架上。
For us, he died on the cross.
但是神
，But God
让他从死里复活之后
，After he was resurrected from the dead,
让他往上升高。
That he was raised.
所以你就看到，原来这个地方，这十字架是变成什么呢
？So we see what the cross became.
就是往下跟升高的一个什么交汇点。
That it became the turning point between being humiliation and exaltation.
等于是耶稣基督是什么呢
？What is Jesus?
十字架对他来说
，What is the cross to him?
就是耶稣基督降卑的顶点，顶点就是被钉在十字架上。
The cross was the zenith of his humiliation. That's being crucified on the cross.
但是十字架后来对他来说什么呢
？But what is the cross also
to him? 变成一个荣耀的记号。
But you also a sign of glory after he was resurrected.
那个时候，耶稣基督把他升高。
That Christ raised him.
等于就是十字架，就是耶稣基督升高的一个起点。
And it's the starting point of Jesus' exaltation.
所以你有没有发现什么，像 V 字形一样
？So as you discover,
降下
，as you come down,
耶稣基督降下的最多的顶点就是被钉死在十字架上。
The bottom.Of his being coming down is to be crucified on the cross.
然后耶稣基督被升高。
When Jesus was exalted.
从哪里开始？从十字架开始。
When did it start? From the cross.
所以我们说这个十字架就是整个他一生的交汇点。
So the cross is the turning point.
十字架也成为主耶稣基督的关键。
And it's also his point.
耶稣被钉在十字架之前。
Before he was crucified on the cross,
十字架是一个咒诅的记号。
It was a sign of curse.
没有人敢被钉在十字架上。
No one wanted to be crucified on the cross.
而且那是很残忍的。
It's very cruel.
而且没有人想看十字架，也不敢提十字架。
No one wanted to look at the cross or mention
the cross. 但是耶稣基督复活以后
，After Jesus was resurrected,
这个变成光荣的十字架。
It became a glorious cross.
每一个人都基督徒要以十字架为荣。
Every Christian should glorify in the cross.
所以你现在已经可以知道了。
So you know.
耶稣基督来到这个世界上。
When Jesus came to this earth.
他走的是十字架的路。
He walked the way of the cross.
他是有降卑到升高的路。
He emptied, humbled himself, and then he was exalted.
就是有受苦到荣耀的路。
He suffered, but he was glorified.
有一位神的仆人曾经这样子说。
A servant of God once said,
没有十字架就没有冠冕。
Without the cross, there's no crown.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们也是一样。
We are the same.
如果我们没有经过十字架的那个洗礼。
If we haven't been baptized by the cross,
我们今天不可能有今天的新人跟今天的盼望。
We will not be renewed and we will not have hope today.
所以我们今天要高举十字架。
So we have to lift the cross.
那就是耶稣基督心肠的最高点。
That is what's on Jesus' heart.
当你讲到耶稣基督的心为心。
So when we have to have the mind of Christ in us.
就是一定要谈到十字架。
So we have to say the cross.
这个今天的这段的经文告诉我们什么？
What does this passage tell us today?
我们刚才讲到那个，唐牧师讲到第一节到第四节。
Pastor Tom, talked verse 1-4.
讲到在耶稣基督里面的合一。
Talked about unity in Christ.
然后呢，保罗就用那个耶稣基督的心，当以耶稣基督为例子。
Paul used the example of Jesus.
意思说，只有耶稣基督的心为心的人，才能够使教会合而为一。
Only those who have the mind of Christ will have the church in unity.
这首诗歌如果是诗歌的话，
If this is a hymn,
那就是讲到耶稣基督的心肠。
It talks about the heart of Jesus.
用耶稣基督的心肠来谈到基督里的合一。
From Christ's heart, it talks about the unity.
在教会里面如果没有耶稣基督，
If there's no Christ in the church,
那么合一是空谈的。
Unity is just empty talk.
今天你可以 在很多的书上可以看到很多有关合一的书籍。
You will may be able to read many books on unity.
但是保罗没有讲那么多。
But Paul did not say all these things.
他只是告诉我们说。
He tells us.
你要教会合一吗？
You want the church to be unified?
你必须具备耶稣基督的心肠。
That you have to imitate the heart of Jesus.
意思说，当每一个人都有耶稣基督的那个心肠，
when we have the heart of Jesus,
他的心肠是什么？
What is his heart?
降卑的行动，
that he emptied and
humbled himself, 谦卑顺服神，
to be obedient to God.
如果我们那样的心肠，
if we have this heart,
教会的合一有可能。
It's possible for the church to be unified.
即使你们的夫妻关系也是一样。
It's the same with husband-wife
relationship. 我们每次谈说到底是哪一个最大？
Which one is bigger.
夫妻到底谁要听谁的？
For the husband to listen to the wife.
到底谁要顺服谁？
Who is to be obedient to whom?
到底哪一个标准？
Which is the standard?
但是如果你放下这一些，
But if you put everything aside,
你用耶稣基督的心肠，
that you have the mind of Christ,
你的家庭就有合一的可能。
Then you will have unity in the family.
教会合一。
Church unity.
这是一个见证上帝的真实性跟耶稣基督的真实。
This is a testimony to the reality of God and Jesus.
保罗讲到以耶稣基督的心为心的时候，
When Paul says to have the mind of Christ,
他要让我们要用基督的心肠表现在弟兄姐妹的关系上。
He wants us to have the mind of Christ in our relationship with brothers and sisters.
就是让他的心肠来掌管弟兄姐妹的彼此关系。
So that our relationship among brothers and sisters will be controlled by Christ's heart.
弟兄姐妹，
brothers and sisters,
主耶稣基督已经在十字架上为我们开通了合一的路。
Jesus already opened the way of unity on the cross.
因为他说过。
Because he said.
因为保罗讲过。
Paul said.
因他使我们和睦。
For he himself is our peace.
将两下合而为一。
Who made both groups into one.
拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
He broke down the barrier of the dividing wall.
他当初保罗讲的两下是指什么？
What is the two?
就是指犹太人，就是神的选民跟外邦人。
It's Jews, the chosen people, and Gentiles.
因为他们在历史上是一个根本不能够谈合一的。
Because historically they cannot be unified.
他们是冤仇的。
They were enemies.
没有任何的来往的。
They did not have anything to do with one another.
可是保罗说，当耶稣基督来了之后，
But Paul said when Jesus came,
把这个两下合而为一。
So that they made both groups into one.
他拆毁了中间那隔断的墙。
He broke down the barrier of the dividing wall.
那隔断的墙是什么？
What is the dividing wall?
文化上的差异。
The difference in culture.
语言上的差异。
Difference in language.
还有肤色上的差异。
In service.
还有背景上的差异。
The background.
但是在基督里。
But in Christ.
都可以相通。
We can all be together.
因为那一些隔断的墙被拆毁了。
Because the dividing wall was destroyed.
我们不仅是主耶稣基督为我们拆毁了。
Not only did Jesus break it down.
而且耶稣上帝还特别给我们一个新的礼物。
God also gave us a present.
就是当我们信靠神的时候。
When we believe in God.
耶稣接受耶稣基督为我们个人救主的时候。
When we accept Jesus as our Savior.
他就会把那个耶稣基督的心肠赐给我们。
He will give us the mind of Christ.
我们要用这个耶稣基督的心肠来彼此相待。
We will use the mind of Christ to treat each other.
我们有那个耶稣基督的心肠。
We have the mind of Christ.
我们所看的事都不一样了。
Everything that we see is different.
我们以前可能用太阳眼镜看人。
Maybe before we use sunglasses to view people.
我们每看的人都看不顺眼。
We do not like what we see.
看到一点不舒服，哇，就暴躁起来了。
When we see somebody we do not like, we will explode.
如果你有耶稣基督的心肠，就不一样了。
If we have the mind of Christ, it will be different.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
帮助我们的教会。
May God help our church.
以耶稣基督的心肠为心肠。
That we will have the mind of Christ in us.
意思是说，以他的心思为心思。
That we think we have his thoughts.
以他的观点为我们的观点。
His point of view.
以他的灵为我们的灵
that his spirit will become our spirit.
以他的看法为我们的看法
the way he looks at things will be the way we
look at things. 以他的标准为我们的标准
his standard will be our standard.
意思是说我们都 每件事情都连接耶稣基督
that in everything we are united to Christ.
我们就会知道从耶稣基督的角度跟他的眼光来看每一件事
so from his point or from his way of looking at things.
只有大家都有耶稣基督的心肠
Only as we have the mind of Christ,
才能带出合一的见证
that we can have the testimony of unity.
这次到第四十七周年，我们来到四十七周年。
This is our 47th anniversary.
有很多信息可以讲的。
There are many messages to be preached.
那我跟那个唐牧师，我们就祷告了以后。
After Pastor Tom and I prayed,
他说他要讲这个题目。
He wants to preach on this.
我说感谢上帝啊。
Say praise God.
我觉得我们有这个需要啊。
We have this need.
所以我就说，那你就你看你先讲，或我后讲，后来我就说你比较年轻，你就先讲。
And then we said, since you're younger, you go first.
那所以我们觉得我觉得这个是很重要。
I think this is very important.
今天很多人关心我们的教会。
Many people are concerned about
our church. 我们应该这样子做。
We should do this.
我们应该那样子做。
We should do that.
我们一个大的计划。
We have big plans.
我觉得很重要的是什么？
What's the most important?
我们有没有先调整一下我们的心态？
Are we to have an attitude adjustment?
我们要调整一下我们的眼镜的焦距。
Are we to change our view?
我们的视力要看那个调整一下。
The way we look at things, are we to change?
在我们再往前走之前。
As we go forward.
我们要调整我们自己。
We have to have a change in ourselves.
我们觉得同心很重要。
It's important to be unified.
如果没有同心
without unity,
你再多的计划没有用。
It doesn't matter what plans we have.
开始可能有用。
It may work for a little while.
到最后没有用。
At the end, it will not work.
离开了上帝的心。
Because we left the heart of God.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们有很多的感恩。
We have many things to be thankful for.
让感恩节让你们多讲吧。
We would let people have a chance to share Thanksgiving.
但是我们在这个时候应该是我们最好的反省。
This is a good time for us to have self-meditation.
你既然是我们教会的一份子。
Since you're all part of the church.
你是上帝所拣选的子民。
That you are chosen by God.
把你安排在这个中华基督教会。
That God brought you here to the Chinese Christian Church.
那我们要问我们自己。
We have to ask ourselves.
我爱我们的教会吗
？Do I love my church?
我为教会祷告吗
？Do I pray for the church?
我在教会里是弟兄姐妹的祝福吗？
Am I a blessing to brothers and sisters?
我有份你教会的同心合一吗？
Am I part of the unity of the church?
神的教会不能原地踏步。
God's church cannot be far from him.
我们必须要扩张帐幕，放大居所。
Yeah, we are to expand our tent.
我们要走出教会。
We have to go out of the church.
我们要参与宣教。
We go our missions.
因为宣教就是主耶稣基督吩咐的大使命。
Because mission is the great commission Jesus gave us.
而且他说要向万民传，不是只有我们中国人而已。
And he says to preach to all nations and not just the Chinese.
很高兴昨天的时候。
I'm glad yesterday.
我们教会将近有一百个，有没有超过一百个人的尼泊尔的第一次的青年大会，借用我们的教会在这里举行。
Yesterday, the Nepalese had a conference for their professionals and families here at our church.
我真的是看到他们非常的感动。
I was quite moved when I saw them.
我看到那个外面的车子，有个车牌是从 Massachusetts 来的。
I see a car from Massachusetts.
我有看到的是那个还有那个 Tennessee 的。
I saw another car from Tennessee.
那当然又是那个纽约州的，还有那个其他州里面的。
And also from New York and other states.
他们很欢欢喜喜的来参与第一次的青年大会。
They came gladly to attend.This annual conference.
他们当初牧师在找说我们地点在哪里的时候，我就跟他讲说，为什么我们的教会可以用，为什么不用？他就很高兴，可以吗
？When their pastor was looking for a location, I said, "Why don't you use our church?" And he was really glad.
他很担心会不会太贵呀
？He was asking, "Would it be too expensive?"
我跟他讲说，我们的教会是神的教会。
I said, "Our church is God's church."
我们的教会是开放给所有的人。
Well, our church is open to all people.
我们帮助他们在神的国度里有长进。
We help them to grow in Christ.
我们看见他们增长，看到他们信主，难道我们不快乐吗？
As we see them struggle, and as we see them come to believe in Christ,
我们不能跟他们，我们不能跟他们传福音。
We may not be able to preach to them.
因为我们语言上的障碍。
Because of the difference in language.
但是我们把教会让给他们用，也就跟他们同工了，不是吗？
As we let them use our facility, we are co-laboring with them.
我们教会的那个侍奉的工厂，不是是在海外，在这个附近很多需要的。
Our work is not only overseas, but there are many needs here locally.
我们刚才已经看到那个生命之光，那晚四礼拜四晚上还有英文的那个英文班。
We saw the life of life in the English class.
那是一个校园的工作。
That's a campus ministry.
我们在教会有很多人也在做打，那个做那个自己做那个杂货店，或者是在开餐馆的也不少。
And we have many people who have grocery stores or restaurants.
我透过跟他们接触以后才发现，原来在这个巴尔的摩有很多中国人开餐馆。
And then I discovered there are many Chinese who have restaurants here in Baltimore.
他们很多人都还没有信主的。
Many have not come to believe in Christ.
很多人在生活中挣扎着。
There are many struggles.
他们有很多需要帮助。
They have a lot of needs.
我们教会可以做什么
？What can our church do?
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们的眼睛放大。
That will open our eyes.
让我们的视野能够放宽。
That our views will be expanded.
我们看到神要我们看的。
That we see what God wants us to see.
神要我们为神走出去。
God wants us to go out for Him.
我们要继续往前走。
That we are to go forward.
我们把所有的一切障碍把它除掉。
That we put aside all obstacles.
其实那个第三、第四节那个里面有讲到。
Verses 3 and 4 talks.
那边讲到同心合一的障碍有四个。
There are four obstacles to being unified.
就是一个结党。
To being in a clique.
还有一个是虚荣。
Self humility.
那还有一个骄傲。
Pride.
还有一个自私。
Selfishness.
这三个是阻碍教会合一的一个那个堵物，也必须要把它清除掉。
These are the obstacles to the unity that we have to get rid of.
我不知道我们未来会将遇到什么。
I do not know what our future will hold.
如果我们都有以耶稣基督的心为心，
if we have the heart of Christ in us，
再大的风浪，
regardless of the waves，
再多的困难，
regardless of the difficulties，
再难的挑战，
regardless of the challenges，
我们不用惧怕，
we do not fear。
我来到这个教会现在第21年，
I've been here for 21 years。
那如果我记得的话，我们教会曾经经过几次的所谓的，我不敢说是危机，但是一个挑战。
As during my time, the church has faced many challenges.
但是很感谢神。
But thank God.
每一个挑战。
Every challenge.
反而把众弟兄姐妹的心把它连接起来。
That it unified all the brothers and sisters.
我觉得那是很可贵的。
That's very precious.
因为我们一起经历。
As we experience,
我们就一起祷告。
That we pray.
我们一起流泪。
That we weep.
我们一起向前走。
That we walk on together.
所以求神继续的帮助我们的教会。
May God help our church.
我现在在祷告。
I'm praying.
求神兴起更多愿意以基督的心为心的人。
That there are more people who want to have the mind of Christ.
而且他们很勇敢的被上帝所使用的人。
That they will be bravely used by God.
愿神赐福听他话语的人。
May God bless those who hear His words.
我们现在把那个我们以诗歌来回应上帝的。